For every person shot and killed in the U.S., there are two who make it out alive. Those close calls can leave victims with a lifelong disability and be emotionally and financially draining. For Side Effects Public Media, Duri Biscarin tries to answer this question. What's the cost of gun violence for those who survive?
The weight of his injury first hit him as he lay in bed at a rehabilitation hospital.
So I was taking a bed bath, and my mom was helping me out, and she's washing my foot, and all of a sudden I just lose it.
In 2012, Aaron Murray was a 24-year-old grad student, part-time personal trainer, and self-professed video game nerd. He was shot three times during a home invasion by his own pistol, a gun he had bought for protection when he and his wife decided to fix up a house in the northern suburbs of St. Louis. Murray was paralyzed from the waist down, and in that hospital bed, he knew life would never be the same.
I couldn't tell if the water was warm, I couldn't tell if it was cold, I couldn't tell how hard she was scrubbing, or, you know, that freaked me out. You spend your entire life taking something as sensation, being able to tell when somebody's touching you for granted, and you just can't feel it anymore.
If you add together suicides, homicides, and accidents, about 30,000 people are shot and killed every year in the U.S. But about 67,000 people survive. Their initial care in the hospital costs an average of $87,000 a person if they don't have insurance, according to one analysis by Stanford University. For some, those costs continue well beyond their release from the hospital. When Murray was shot, doctors had to stop the bleeding, do exploratory surgery for bullet fragments, and later pumped his stomach so he could eat again. His wife remembers his medical bills approaching $100,000. He and his wife had to dip into their savings and got help from their parents to cover a $10,000 deductible for his insurance plan. He spent a month at a rehabilitation hospital, which cost $1,000 a day, and Murray and his wife had to find a new place to live that could accommodate a wheelchair.
To modify the house, we would have probably end up putting, you know, $70,000 or $80,000 in the house. We just couldn't afford that.
In states like Missouri that didn't expand Medicaid coverage to the working poor, a larger share of people are uninsured. About half of the state's gunshot victims have no health insurance. Nationally, it's about a third.
If you're the working poor and you're worried about paying off your hospital bill, it's going to be very, very difficult.
That's Helen Sandcool, who directs emergency services at St. Louis University Hospital. She says that if people can't afford follow-up care, she'll see them back in the ER.
People are frustrated and they'll say, you know, I've been trying to get in. I have, you know, this wound won't heal. This wound is draining. I can't afford, you know, bandages, different things like that.
5 years later, Murray has found his way to recovery.
This song literally came out after I was hurt. So this song really helped me a lot.
That's The Show Goes On by Lupe Fiasco. Murray pauses his workout at the gym to show me how he's learned to maneuver a wheelchair.
Kind of parallel parking style. So if you just bunny hop.
Nice.
Over. And so it's a little easier to get his spaces.
He can pop a wheelie to relieve the stress on his lower back or get down shallow stairs. He teaches these techniques to other people at his job for a disability rights nonprofit. Today, Murray's shooter is in prison, but police never recovered the gun that he stole from Murray that day. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Duri Biscarin in St. Louis.
Never be a diva.